We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And how those same picks led to this dynasty. Yeah, we can talk about the star players that you might find along the way, but you think about some of the names that were not necessarily just first-round picks and how big they were and why this team has won back-to-back championships and why they're in the middle of a dynasty.
It's kind of crazy to me the way I think about it because I think it's easy for us because we know the Chiefs won back-to-back Super Bowls. It's easy for us to just be like, look how good this team is, because they are. They're very good. They got a lot of players returning. Huge part of the talent pool, and Patrick Mahomes still here, Reed, Kelsey, Rice. They got a huge chunk of what made them great last year great. Underselling the importance of any individual draft on your chance to win the Super Bowl and three-peat this year should not be minimized. They desperately, like they do in most years, but they have to have another draft pick at least, like they've had each of the last 2 years, in order to win the Super Bowl for a third straight time. Because let me just point out real quick how you would have just simply not done it without the draft. Last year, without Rashee Rice, you do not win the Super Bowl. If you get that draft pick wrong and you guess the wrong wide receiver, you're screwed. You're not winning the Super Bowl with that wide receiver unit without Rashee Rice. It was middle of the road or bottom third, realistically, in the NFL anyway, until Rashee Rice emerged. Without him, you're boned. The year before, do you win the Super Bowl without McDuffie and Karlaftis or, hell, Pacheco? Like, if I take any of those 1-3 players off, do they definitively win the Super Bowl? Maybe without one, maybe, but not at least, not two. The draft is way more important for this current year's success than we want to put on it sometimes. A huge reason why the Chiefs dynasty ever existed or is existing as it sits is because of the draft.
I agree. I mean, I think a lot of it, we can mention McDuffie and Karlaftis. They're two of the star players on the team, but they were first round picks, and those turned out to be slam dunks. I think it's even just further down the board in the success that Brett Veach has had outside of the first round. Even, I mean, those McDuffie and Karlaftis picks have a chance to be some of the best picks in his tenure, no matter whether he's a GM for 20 more years or not. And McDuffie, I think at the end of the year, will be the consensus number one corner in all of football. But it's further down. It's the Pacheco pick that you mentioned. It is, you know, Rashee Rice in the second round. It's further, you know, go back even a couple years. It's the Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton type of picks, non-first round picks. Those are the guys that fill out the roster. It's why we see scenarios play out with other teams having to cut or restructure a ton of players because they get in a bad spot because they were forced to go sign and spend big time money in free agency. You know, the Chiefs spent big time money this offseason on retaining a known asset in Chris Jones, and they're letting another one in L'Jarius Sneed leave. Why were they able to let L'Jarius Sneed walk? Because either they're going to draft another corner, or because they already had McDuffie. They have the number one corner still. It's not like Sneed, as great as he was, oh man, we lost the number one corner, and now, man, it's, you guys
stop McDuffie.
No, that's why they're able to do it, because you were able to build that. So you got to look ahead. Whatever you think the next position, you know, you're going to have to pay in a couple of years. I mean, eventually, we're not that far off. We're 2 years away, max, from Karlaftis maybe needing to be paid. So at that time, they'll make a decision. Are they going to pay him, or do you need to have the next guy already ready to roll? You know, that's how you sustain the success. That wide receiver, only Rashee Rice is actually under contract past this year. So that's why you and I, and I think all three of us, believe they should draft multiple wide receivers this year. So you have some options, so you're not forced to go spend big money on a wide receiver. You can supplement it through the draft. You can find a great deal on a one-year player like Hollywood Brown that, you know, you're probably not keeping long term.
Brett Veach pretty much admitted as much, by the way, on Thursday when he was like, yeah, he's going to play himself into a new deal. Really happy we got here. We got Hollywood for 1 year, though. That was neat. That was essentially his admittance. And again, those things would change depending on it. But like, and you're right. For like dynasty success, you have to draft well, consistently do it, find players, move them up the ladder. But you need one guy to be a guy for you. I think that's what's important here. You need one player in every draft to be a dude. And like last year without Rashee Rice, they don't win it. The year before without McDuffie, you know what I'm saying? Like you need one guy to be the guy. Like, and I'd have to go back through, I guess, in that first Super Bowl win that they had under Patrick Mahomes. I'd have to go back through and look at the, I guess, the 2019 NFL draft, right? So, like, I'd have to go back through and see if that helps.
2019 was Mecole Hardman, Juan Thornhill. You're talking about after the Super Bowl or before? Sorry.
No, before.
So, Mecole Hardman, Juan Thornhill, Colin Saunders, Rashad Fenton, Darwin Thompson, Nick Allegretti.
So maybe that's the one year where you didn't have like a guy, but yeah, I would argue, multiple contributors.
I would argue, Mecole Hardman just got the game winning touchdown pass in the Super Bowl, and Nick Allegretti had to start two games during the playoff run to help you win a Super Bowl. Like, and we didn't know it at the time, but those turned out to mean, sure, in the grand scheme of things, it's all about winning championships, right? And while the rest of the, I mean, Juan Thornhill also was a starter for many, many years in Kansas City. You take a look.
Including that rookie year.
What's that?
I feel like he started his rookie year decent.
Yeah, remember he had the great year. He got hurt against the Chargers his rookie year. Yeah. He's still going to have a very successful NFL career, but that season before he suffered the injury, his rookie year, Juan Thornhill was
started
facing
16 games.
We were talking about him maybe going down, you know, one of the best safeties in all of football.
Yeah.
And then he had, I think it was against the Chargers. I was at the game. That's the only reason why I remember. And that sucked. That was a bummer.
Thus again, proving like, again, you just have to like, this draft has to include, and this is what I want you to remember whenever the Chiefs take, let's say they take six players. When they take six, one has to be a dude. Not like, not a part-time, I get 500 yards. No, a guy. Like, an actual, like, somebody 8-9 weeks into the season, Gold, we are talking about is being one of the 10 or 15 most important players on the entire roster. Last year, Rashee Rice was one of the 7 most important players on the entire Chiefs roster. The year before that, I would argue McDuffie or Carla, you know, probably more McDuffie, but McDuffie was a top 10
that year was
most
just
important player.
That was just a perfect year because that was Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson, and we know Jalen Watson had the pick six on Justin Herbert on the opening night game because they had other injuries, and Jalen Watson had a great rookie season. So that, I mean, that was the that was also the year where they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 draft picks, and you hit on just about every single one. Other than really Darian Kennard, everybody's contributed. Right, I mean, Nazee Johnson got hurt, but everybody else, Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, Joshua Williams, Chenault, Cook, Moore, Karloftis. I know Moore has been disappointing, but Karloftis, McDuffie, like, they've had almost everybody has contributed already.
Yeah, and a couple that are just...
And some are stars.
That's what matters. Again, it doesn't have to be like, you get an all-pro in this draft, but you need a major contributor. Sometimes it's not where you expect it. Sometimes it's at safety, or like we've talked about, maybe they take a second round corner and he beats out Watson and Williams, and their depth is great at corner all of a sudden because he's better than both of those guys immediately. Maybe it's a running back you take in the sixth who backs up Pacheco, who can't stay healthy a lot of the year, and you need him really bad. Because a couple of years ago, they weren't counting on Isaiah Pacheco needing to be the type of player he was. He was a seventh round draft pick. Even at running back, you don't take guys in the seventh round being like, I bet we'll really need him to be one of the 6 most important players on our team this year. He ended up being that, especially this year when they had no wide receiver help. But like, you're going to need someone in this draft to do it. That's all.
And who was the running back at camp this past year? But he thought was going to be like,
Eric Prince.
That's right. Remember, yeah, that was
a lot of buzz
going to camp.
Him.
Like, oh man, this guy, you know, he's gonna do a lot more. Clyde's gonna get traded or cut and all that. Neither happened.
Now Clyde's back.
What if I would have told you at July 25th last year that, oh, by the way, not only is Clyde being on this year's team and actually gonna have a big time catch in a game for them, but the next year they're gonna also re-sign him. That's this reminder
of backup running back.
I know, but it's a reminder of like whatever we think. You know, when we're heading up to St. Joe, like, oh, this guy's clearly his final year in a Chiefs uniform, or this guy, man, things can change in a hurry. Financial situations change, an injury happens. We'll see it play out. But you know, the draft, the last couple years, of course, has just been a ridiculous hit rate for Brett Veach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.